Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were continuing in the Forge series we've been in. We're looking through the book of Habakkuk. Brian Fry at the Delaware campus took us through chapter 2 of Habakkuk. And really the theme of chapter 2, as we've kind of looked at it, is that it's really Habakkuk trusting in the future justice of God. It's God telling Habakkuk, I am going to set this right. I'm going to punish the Babylonians. So if you, just to give you context, if you remember week one, we talked about how the nation of Judah has turned away from God, and Habakkuk, the prophet of Judah, has really cried out to God and said, God, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you intervening? And God says, I am. And the way I'm solving this is I'm sending the Babylonians, a nation that's ruthless and evil and more wicked than Judah, to come in and punish Judah. And Habakkuk says, God, how is that right? He's really kind of struggling with God and struggling with the justice of God and the goodness of God and how that situation is a righteous situation or a just situation. And so it's in chapter 2 that we see in part the answer to that question, and that is God telling Habakkuk, I'm not going to let Babylon off the hook. Even though I'm raising them up right now to be the kind of the rod of punishment for my people, the tool with which I punish my people and correct them, he says, right, I'm Babylon is also going to be punished. They're continuing. I mean, they're wicked and they're evil and they're proud and they don't they worship other gods and they take advantage of people. And he says, by no means am I going to let them off the hook. And so, at least in part, Habakkuk has to just trust God, that God is a righteous God and is a trustworthy God, and that really trust in the future justice of God, not only in God's character as a just God, but also that in the future, God's going to do what he says he's going to do. And that's where we get this kind of famous statement in Habakkuk in verse 4, where God says, the righteous shall live by faith. And that is the life of the Jesus follower, is saying, man, despite my current circumstances, I'm trusting that God is who he says he is, no matter what happens. And so I wanted to make just kind of three comments on this. Number one, it's tempting in difficult circumstances to really question the goodness or the justice of God. What Habakkuk is going through is normal. That's something I said last week. But I also encouraged us, and I'll say it to us this morning, as we think about trusting in the future justice of God, our circumstances are not a great way to try to judge God's character. We as human beings really shouldn't, like, we don't have the right to judge God, but certainly we shouldn't make our opinions about God and his justice and his goodness just based on our current circumstances, because circumstances change. Ravi Zacharias tells a great story about this, where he said there's a man who has a son. The man who has a horse, he also has a son. Well, that comes into the story later. He says there's a man with a horse, and his horse runs away, right? One of his prized possession runs away, and his neighbor comes to him and says, man, what bad luck that your horse ran away. And the man says, what do I know of luck? Well, the next week, that horse comes back, and he has now had 20 horses that are following him from the wild, and he comes back, and now this man not only has one horse, but he's got 21 horses. And the neighbor comes over and says, what great luck that your horse ran away and brought all these horses back. And the man says, what do I know of luck? Well, the next week, his son, the man's son, is training one of those horses, those wild horses, and it kicks him and breaks his leg. And the neighbor comes back and says, what terrible luck that your horse ran away and brought all those wild horses back. And the man says, well, what do I know of luck? Well, the following week, a band of marauders come through the town. It's a marauding, raiding army, and they're recruiting forcibly young, able-bodied men to join their army. Well, when they come to this man's house, his son has just had his leg broken by this horse, and so he's not able to fight, and so they leave him alone, and they move on to the next home, and the neighbor comes over and says, what great luck that your horse ran away and brought those 20 horses back, and then that horse kicked your son and broke his leg. And so the neighbor says, of course, what do I know of luck? And the point of the story is, look, circumstances change. And if you are judging the goodness of God or the justice of God based on just your current circumstances, that's going to be like a roller coaster. Sometimes things are good and sometimes things are bad, and people make choices, and sometimes those are good and sometimes those are bad. And so that's not a great way to look at God and say, God, are you good or are you just? Well, what am I currently experiencing? And that's the second thing I would say, is it far better, in my opinion, to go to the Word of God and to not view God through the lens of your circumstances, but to view your circumstances through the lens of God, through the lens of faith. And that's, I think, what it means to, part of what it means to live by faith and to trust in the future justice of God is saying, hey, God, you have said that you're good and that you're trustworthy, and that eventually when the story is all said and done, right, we live in the middle of the story right now, and one week it's good and one week it seems less good. God sees the whole thing and he knows how it's going to end. And in part, he's told us, when I come back, when I send Jesus back, he's going to wipe away every tear and he'll right every wrong, and sin won't go unpunished. The evil will not be unpunished. Death will be brought to an end. And so we really can trust God no matter what I'm currently experiencing. I trust in the future justice of God. I trust in your character and in what you've said. And I'm going to base my view of you based on what you've said and not on my current circumstances. But the final thing I'll say is that even as we trust in the future justice of God, and we should, I mean, when we're experiencing injustice and persecution and seeing just unrighteousness, there should be something that stirs in us to say, God, we want to see an end to that. We want to see you come and be a just God. And at the very same time, as Christians, we should have a deep, humble understanding of the fact that God does not ultimately punish our sin. No matter what we're currently experiencing, no matter what injustice we're going through, ultimately speaking, we have not gotten what we deserved. We deserved hell, and God gave us heaven in Christ. He washed away our sin, and he took the punishment for our sin on himself at the cross. And so that should give us a deep and abiding joy and comfort, no matter what we're going through. And also, as we look at injustice around us, we should want God to come and right the wrongs. And at the very same time to say, God, I hope that those people who are committing those things ultimately will turn to you, and they'll turn from their sin, and they'll have their sin forgiven and their slate washed and wiped clean the way that you've done that in my life. I want to give you a moment to reflect on that right now, to think about your circumstances, but ultimately to say, God, I want to trust in what you say about yourself. Trust in the future justice of God, and also thank you that, Lord, even though you're a just God, you're also a forgiving God who has forgiven me of my sin. Let's take some time and pray together. Well, thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.